This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinberger, and joining me is Steve Fast. He's the Director of Public Information at Heartland Community College. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Todd.
It is good to have you here. Here we are in 2021, and as usual, people have opportunities at Heartland, so let's talk about registration.
Sure, Todd. Thanks for having me on. It's great to be here, and it's great to be starting the spring 21 semester here shortly. Registration is open for credit classes and also for some of our continuing education classes. And you can still register, and you can still get financial aid if you're looking for it and looking to take a few classes or to take a full lineup of classes for the spring semester. They're beginning here in January, and they will continue at different points through the semester. We'll have certain starting points for certain programs.
And are most of the classes still virtual? Maybe that's a ridiculous question in this day and age, but how are you handling things?
Most of it is virtual in the sense that if it's not a hands-on class, like some sort of industrial technology, health sciences class, something with a lot of labs, we are conducting it virtually, which is good news for people that are in the Livingston County area because they can take a lot of classes virtually that before the whole pandemic began, they would have normally had to drive to our main campus in Normal to take. We have more options. We have different ways that the courses are set up virtually. So some of them are real time and involve interaction online with the instructors. And other ones are set up in modules where you can kind of take them over the course of the week. There's no set time for the class. So it really depends on a student's learning style, but it's a great opportunity to get started on that and to get an opportunity to kind of get some of the support services. Because everything that we would have, like tutoring and other student supports, registration support, that's all available as well.
And let's talk for just a minute, Steve, about the fact that GED classes still available.
Yes, GED classes at the Pontiac Center are available on Mondays and Wednesdays. You have to make an appointment for that, and you have to follow our standard of care measures if you come into the campus there in Pontiac. And if you are interested in finding out more about that, you should call 815-842-6777. That's 815-842-6777. You can find more information about the GED testing and the GED prep classes and figure out how to register by talking to somebody there.
Steve Fast is our guest this morning. He's the Director of Public Information at Heartland Community College. We're just talking about how things are getting started here in 2021. And one of the things that's happening, Steve, is some remodeling in Pontiac.
Yeah, when things do reopen fully, hopefully later this semester at the Pontiac Center for in-person classes, we will have a little bit of a facelift. We've converted a classroom to office space for the organization Mid-Central Community Action. And also, we've updated a couple of classrooms there with some new technology. You'll see a little bit of a different look. There's a different student center, some new carpet and paint and some new furniture. And it'll all look a little bit nice. And then we'll even have some new water fountains with refillable stations when things open up again. So it'll have a little bit of a facelift. It was nice to get that work done when we didn't have as much traffic up at Pontiac Center. So it'll look a little bit nicer, and it'll be great. And hopefully by this summer, we'll have a lot more activity there in person at the Pontiac Center, which is, if people don't know, on the second floor of the Pontiac Public Library.
Well, while we're talking about activity at Heartland, one of the great things about Heartland Community College has always been opportunities for classes other than people in degree programs. So let's talk a little bit about continuing education.
Yep. As you mentioned, continuing education classes are for anyone. If you want to learn a little something for yourself or maybe develop a hobby or a new skill or just something cool that you want to learn about, we have a bunch of them on the schedule. And again, like some of the classes that we'd offered before, we have a lot of online options in continuing education that didn't exist before. So a good example would be we have a class on how to exercise at home. Maybe people are looking to take advantage of the fact that we spend a little bit more in time, not only because of the pandemic, but also because of the weather, and get some exercise at home. So on March 10th, we have an exercise at home class. We have a ready, set, organize class that you can take to learn how to kind of deal with what you've been living in if you've been spending a little bit more time at home. A landscape design class coming up in April. A container garden class for yourself that you can do in April. Introduction to wine classes that are coming up. And a grilling class, and those are later in the summer. And some of these continuing education classes, again, It's a mixture between things that are online and things that you will be able to do in person as we move closer to summer. But if you want to register for any of those classes now, you can do so. Just go to heartland.edu and look for the continuing education link, or type that in to the search bar, and you'll find all those classes.
And, of course, heartland.edu, great place to find all kinds of information about things going on. And we hope people take advantage of it, Steve, because we talk about once a month, and there's always new things going on at Heartland Community College. So thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Steve Fast is the Director of Public Information at Heartland Community College. We talk about once a month right here on the Community Forum on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.